Welcome to Maseches Shabbos, Perek Aleph Mishnah Beis, Chapter 1, Mishnah 2. The Mishnah here actually doesn't even discuss anything that has to do with Shabbos, but this Mishnah is here because of the upcoming Mishnah. The upcoming Mishnah talks about things that a person's not allowed to do too close to Shabbos so that they shouldn't get, caught up and forget that it's Shabbos. So this Mishnah speaks about things that you're not allowed to do before the time to daven because you may get too involved in the tasks that you're doing and then forget about davening. So the Mishnah says like this, Lo yeshev adam lefnei hasaper, a person is not allowed to sit down in front of a barber, samach lamincha, close to mincha. Mincha here even means mincha gedola. Mincha gedola is 6.5 halachic hours into the day. And he can't sit within a half an hour of the time to daven mincha. And she is spal until he davens the mincha, the afternoon service. Umar says, because you're scared that maybe the guy will start giving him a haircut, and the clipper set or something that one of the implements he's using will become broken, and they'll have to fix it. The guy can't walk away in the middle because he only has half a haircut, and he won't end up davening when he's supposed to daven. Similarly, lo yikanes adam lemercha, a person shouldn't go into the bathhouse within a half hour before the time to daven mincha. Maybe he won't feel good, or something will happen while he's in the bath, and it'll become drawn out and will miss the time to daven mincha. Similarly, a person is not allowed to enter into a tannery, and it's not necessarily only a tannery, any type of task which is encompassing, which takes a person's focus, full focus to do it, because maybe they'll become drawn out and delayed and won't daven at the appropriate time. A person shouldn't even start eating a small meal within a half hour before mincha. Again, maybe they'll get too involved in their meal and they'll forget to daven. Similarly, judges are not allowed to sit down to a court case even after they've heard both sides of the plaintiff and the defendant, and all they have to do is issue a verdict. But maybe in the process of issuing a verdict, they'll come up with another idea, a concept, a novel understanding which wasn't there before. They'll get involved and they won't end up davening mincha. If let's say they started getting a haircut, and there was enough time to take a haircut before mincha. You're not supposed to, but they did. Then we don't stop the person even near to mincha ketana, and they're allowed to finish it up, and then daven the afternoon service, daven mincha. The Mishnah, the last part of the Mishnah here, really, again, is not connected to the first half of the Mishnah. The Gemara explains that this next statement in the Mishnah is an independent halacha. The law is that a Talmid Chacham and someone that's busy studying Torah, usually when you're busy doing one mitzvah, you don't have to stop to do another mitzvah, ha'osei mitzvah. If one is involved in doing a mitzvah, pater min mitzvah, then they are exempt from doing another mitzvah. However, the Mishnah says, mafsikin likros kriyashma, a Torah scholar who's sitting and learning, who learns the entire day, when it comes time to say the kriyashma, he has to stop learning, and he has to say the Shema so that he doesn't miss the deadline for saying the Shema. However, ve'ein mafsikin litvila, he does not have to stop and daven Shmon Esrei, daven, davening, whatever it is, because biblically there's no specific time that a person has to do that. Now the Gemara explains that it says that a person is allowed to daven, to learn, and doesn't have to daven, that's only people on a very high caliber of learning, like Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai and his colleagues, that they literally sat and studied Torah morning to night. However, the Gemara says, us, regular people, mundane people, we need to interrupt our learning to say Kriya Shema. We need to interrupt our learning to daven because we're not on the level of those lofty people who are totally encompassed in their learning. Wishing you a beautiful, successful, and wonderful day.